Wake up with the news and information you can trust. Starting your day the right way with the Andy Griffin Show. This is News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU.
Well, good morning to you. It's 9:12 on KDXU. Thanks for Joe to come in and talk about windows a little bit. He'll be back in about 20 minutes to talk one more time about windows and special deals they have going on. This is the Andy Griffin Show, and Darella Nualari is with me today. Hi, Darella. How are you? Oh, you know what? I had the wrong microphone on. That happens sometimes because nobody uses mic too very. Okay, try again.
Okay. Good morning, Andy.
Ah, you sound great.
Thank you so much for having me today. You know, I love you and I love being here. So I was very excited too.
Darella is with Hurricane City. Mm-hmm. She's a public relationist. I guess that's the word, public relationist. Anyway, but works for public relations over with Hurricane City. How long have you been doing that now?
Oh, it's been over half a year since December.
Yeah?
It's going fast, and I love it.
You're getting the hang of it? You know
yeah,
what you're doing
I love
now?
It. I love meeting amazing people. The people of Hurricane City are great, so welcoming. I have only the best things to say, so I'm very, very grateful.
Do you, is there, your job description, what you have to do? We're talking about Hurricane City, one of the fastest growing cities in America, and the largest geographically city in Washington County, actually in the entire state of Utah. So I'm guessing there's a lot to do.
A lot of things to do, a lot of people to meet, a lot of new projects and developments in the city. What I love about my job is the opportunity that I have to meet great people of the city, great people in the business field. It's amazing how fast it's growing and how people are welcoming those projects. So it's exciting. It's a very, very great job to be in.
Darella was on the show, what, 3-4 months ago? So 5 months ago?
I think so, like about 3 months.
Yeah, and we talked a lot about her ancestry. Everybody's like, oh, that's a weird accent. Where is she from? Do you want to explain that again to people?
Yes. So usually I get that my background is Hispanic, but it's nothing.
She's not Hispanic at all.
Not Hispanic. No. I'm European. I was born in Albania, raised in Greece. I lived in Greece about 22 years, and then I moved to States in 2016. So I feel like a new chapter of my life is here in the United States, and United States is my new home now. And that's where I want to grow old. That's where I want to have my family. That's where I want to live the rest of my life. So, yeah.
What have you become a U.S. citizen? Are you going to become a U.S. citizen?
I'm going to be. Okay. I'm in the process, and I can't express how big my excitement it is for that.
Cool,
I can't
yeah.
wait. Just because I love United States. I've always loved the United States since I was a kid. You know, as a European, you watch all these big Hollywood movies.
Yeah.
And then you have an idea of the United States is how great country it is, the nation, the opportunity to get here that you'll never find in other countries. I guarantee you that. And then you come to the United States and it's amazing to live all these things that you had in your mind. I'm very grateful for all the opportunities that I had and the people I've met. I've met some of the best people I've met in my life, and people that believed in me more than I believed in myself, and people that have pushed me to better myself and to grow and to discover parts of myself that I never knew. And so I don't have anything, me personally, anything negative to say about United States. I have only the best experience. Of course, you get to have a lot of challenges when you move to a different country, a different continent. But I think that's everywhere in the world. And you have to see the big picture in your life. So I would say United States is my home, and I'll be more than proud to be American one day.
Well, what was life like for you in Greece when you were, say, 10 years old, 14, 17, as a teenager? Would you, and I know you didn't live here, but you know people that are that age that do live here now. Was it a similar experience, or was it very, very different?
I've heard from a lot of people that are my age we kind of lived the same life. My life around that time, it was really fun. I was a kid. I would play with my friends.
Okay.
And I would be outside in the neighborhood playing. It was very, very healthy childhood. And what I've heard from friends and other people, they would experience the same thing. They would be outside in their neighborhood, would be with friends to play on the street. And it was very safe, very, very healthy. We were just living life as a child.
Baby.
Yeah, which was just to be with your friends and playing. That was soccer.
What did
basketball.
You play? You play soccer and basketball?
Yeah, although I know my height is not for basketball.
I don't know if you ever heard of Spud Webb. He was 5'5" and he won the NBA dunk contest. So height doesn't necessarily mean everything.
I'm a little bit shorter here, but thank you so much for the word. I would play, we would play hide and seek. We would play soccer. We would go to the basketball court of my neighborhood, and that was there. It happened to live very close to the school that I used to go, and they had basketball and soccer field in that area. So we would go after school or after we have finished our like private courses at school and all that, we would go and play, and that was very healthy. We would just enjoy life. We wouldn't be behind phones. And
I was gonna say, what do you think of today's youth and the fact that a lot of them live right inside here, and I'm holding up my phone?
Well, I mean, society, things have changed, life has changed.
Yeah. Do you think it's that way in Greece, too, that they're living in their phones, too?
Yeah, it's happening, and I feel less and less kids nowadays are outside and playing on the street. Still happening, but not as common as it used to be when I grew up. And it's sad, but also it's something that comes with the time, when life changes, times change. Of course, you have to be adapted. It's impressive because now I see my 4-year-old niece, and she uses her my sister's phone like she was born with a phone in
her
hand.
It's
pretty amazing to see how smart kids are nowadays. But also, it would be healthy to be able to be with their friends in their neighborhood, just play. But things have changed, so it's still, I think they're still in a better, they're living life as well. Like sometimes you can be on your phone but a few hours later you can be with your friends, so they have more contact with their friends, I would say, compared to us. We would just wait in the house to get a phone call from our friends and to confirm our appointment for after school. But I would say kids nowadays are very, very smart. So I don't want to cancel everything. I'm not a person that's going to cancel everything just because there are things that we don't like.
You talked about coming to America and seeing some of the things that you dreamed about, watching the Hollywood movies and stuff. What were some of those things that you dreamt or thought about when you came to America, and what are maybe some things that weren't what you thought they were?
So as a kid, when you watch movies like Hollywood movies, you see how strong and great United States are, how many opportunities you can have in your life, that no matter your background, your gender, sexuality, nationality, etc., that doesn't matter when it comes to opportunities. How much fair it is compared to other countries when, you know, you go to be interviewed in a job, for a job position. It just is so, I feel that the American dream is still alive. I grew up with the American dream. It's nice. Still alive. And
I believe so, too.
It is. And I think, of course, there are more challenges nowadays, but it's still alive. And the opportunities and the life you get to have in the United States, it's it's up to you. If you really want to work hard and make it, you can still do it. And you have opportunities to better your life, to better yourself, to see things and travel that you may haven't had before. So I don't want to be that person that sees everything black, because we had many bad events in this country. Things can always change, and it's up to the citizens, up to us people to change things. But also it's up to us not to complain and put the hard work, do the hard work, you know, either that's in your life or your job field. So I grew up with the mentality that, you know, you don't like something, fix it, work hard, you know, and don't complain. That. Although it's human, but don't complain, because complaining just keeps you stuck and not progress in your life. So,
now, how long did you say you've been in our country?
Since 2016, so over 8 years now.
8 years?
Close to.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, you know, a lot of us that have, you know, been here our whole lives, we have specific moments that we'll never forget. Ronald Reagan being shot, the space shuttle blowing up. And I think a lot of people with last Saturday, when an attempt was made on Donald Trump's life, I think a lot of people will never forget where they were and what they were doing when that kind of thing happened. Do you have those kind of moments in your memory from Greece, and then from being in the United States? How does that compare in your memory?
So Greece was made me build my personality, right? Mm-hmm. Albania and Greece made me build my personality, the experiences there, my family, friends. Created me. I created my personality. But coming to United States, I think I grew up in a very fast way. I think I was in Greece, I was under my parents' wings and protection. So coming here and doing life just by myself, experiencing all the amazing experiences that I had, the opportunity to, the people that I met, made me realize that I have a lot of other parts in me that I didn't know. Hmm. And I'm very grateful that that happened, because I'm proud of myself. I'm proud that how resilient and strong I am, and that I didn't know, and that there are people, no matter where they are from, if they care about you, they'll do the best and the most for you to succeed. And I've met those people here. I've met people that have supported me tremendously. No matter that I was an American, and still I'm not American yet, but I'm in the process.
Working on it.
But soon.
Yeah.
But people that didn't care about my nationality, my background, my ethnicity. So I realized here that America is a great country. It's, and no matter, there are a lot of bitter people out there. You cannot take that away from the United States.
One of the things I always get from friends of mine who are from Europe is they are astounded at how gigantic the United States is, how big it is. In fact, I had someone say, hey, they were in Scotland, and they're like, hey, I'm going to be in Florida. Can you come by and say hi? And we get together and have lunch. And I was like, Florida's like 2,000 miles from me, and they didn't get that concept. Was that something you were blown away by?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. You don't know how big the United States is until you have traveled across the United States or you live here.
Yeah.
And it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing how beautiful it is, how, like, you have never seen those sceneries, like Grand Canyon. You go to Grand Canyon, you go to any place in the United States, you'll find it's very unique and very different with what we have seen in Europe. Europe is beautiful. It's a beautiful continent. But I would say United States has more a wild beauty and very unique and different. You can find things that you've never seen before. So I was blown away with how big it is indeed, and the beauty. So
you can drive 350 miles from here and still be in the state of Utah. That's crazy. That's crazy. And in Europe, you drive 350 miles, you six countries, you know, or something
Let's
like that.
Let's go
ahead. So, anyway, we're talking with Darrell Nuwalari, who is the public relationist with the Hurricane City, assistant PR. Tell me about your daily duties there. What are some of the things they task you with?
What I love about this job is the social media.
Okay.
They do with for the city.
So I'm curious about that. So we have Washington City Matters. We have St. George Word of Mouth. There's Hurricane Word of Mouth. Those are not city-run websites. How does the city approach things like that? Because sometimes not very nice stuff is said on those sites.
I mean, everyone has the right to say write what they believe. That's one of the beautiful things in the United States. There is freedom of speech, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean necessarily it's the truth. You cannot, as a local government, sometimes it's hard for us to respond to every comment that is made.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that we need to take care of.
So someone says Hurricane Word of Mouth, they say, that Hurricane City government is awful. They screwed me over. They're a bunch of liars. What would you do about that? Nothing? Do you just let it go, or what are you supposed to do?
So, personally, I wouldn't respond to that, because that's his right to say something, right? But if it's something that we have done, and we have to take responsibility, of course, I'll respond.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends what's the matter. Is it because he just came one day and there were too many people to assist and he was waiting on the line, or something that happened that we didn't assist in the way that we should have assisted him. So it depends the issue. We are trying to be very, very transparent with the citizens and the residents of Hurricane City. We're trying to engage with them all the time, and to, if they have questions, to respond to them so they know what is going on. But the city's mission and goal is to be very transparent and honest with its residents.
That's good. That's the way it should be, for sure. All right, we're going to talk more with Darrella in a minute, especially about events happening in Hurricane City. Veterans Park, for one thing, they got that thing going. We're hoping to have it done before too long, so we'll talk about that. We want to bring Joe in, though, and talk a little bit more about advanced windows. I don't know if Joe is...
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
Welcome back, 936 on KDXU. It's Mayor Thursday. Mayor Nanette Billings is, I think, she's on vacation. Is she some foreign land right now, Darrella? Oh, I did it again. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, she's not on vacation. She just couldn't make it today, okay. So I'm here for her.
I saw a picture on social media. She was somewhere exotic. I don't know where it was, but that was last week. So
I know she was in Alaska.
Alaska? That's pretty exotic.
It's very pretty.
Have you been to Alaska?
No, yet, no? But it's on my bucket list, because I've always wanted to go to Alaska for some reason. So hopefully I can make it soon.
We went to Alaska last year, and I think, personally myself, there were two highlights of the trip. One was taking the train, the Yukon train, up into the mountains and back, and we saw some bears, and that was really good. And the other one was going up they call it the Endicott Arm, which is basically a fjord, and you go up and you get within a mile of this gigantic glacier, and the water is this opaline green. It's incredible color. And
The picture that I've seen, and every person that has visited Alaska that I know, is just pretty amazing and unique, I would say. So hopefully I can do a trip there.
What is the coolest thing that you've seen in the United States since you've been here? What's it been, 6 years, did we say? Eight years.
Okay, there's so many things. The ocean. I used to live in California, and the ocean was
Pacific Ocean.
It's pretty impressive.
Because now you got the Mediterranean, right, in Greece?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So our water is I wouldn't describe it as wild as here.
Okay.
So I would say
probably not as warm either.
It's not warm. No.
Yeah, the California ocean is pretty warm.
Yeah, in California, it's not warm at all. I've heard from Florida, the water is warm. I haven't been able to experience it so far, but that's what they say. The national parks here.
Mm-hmm. Your hurricane is only what 25 miles from Zion National Park.
I know, and so. You can it's like Zion is your neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's like sure. Where's your neighborhood, and you're like Zion. I would say ocean, the national parks. I think the beauty of each state. I will say also I was impressed when I visited Vegas for the first time. I mean,
yeah,
I
Vegas
have never
is
seen
crazy.
That.
Yeah. That is a little wild.
You know, it's very, very wild. So a lot of things. Every state I've been, it was something that I was impressed by. New York, how big the skyscrapers are there. It's just crazy. So I would say United States overall, it's pretty amazing when you're coming from a different continent because things are very unique.
Is there anything in Europe that compares to what Las Vegas is? Because Las Vegas is a very strange place, very wild place.
No, I wouldn't. No, we don't have any city like that. But also we have, like, concentrate all together, like how Vegas it is.
Yeah.
So I would say in Europe, I haven't heard or seen anything like Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is a unique place in
very
and of itself.
Unique.
There's nowhere else like it on Earth.
It is very unique with casinos. The entertainment is just very unique. Although Europe and specifically Greece has a lot of entertainment, but it's not like this type. Like to be all together or the lights or, you know, the signs.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, I would say, American.
Now, what about music? In the United States, we like our country music. We like our rock and roll. What did you grow up listening to?
I grew up listening to, of course, American music, I would say.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Rock was my favorite during my teenage years. R&B was my favorite teenage years. I would say it. Country, I just started, it's just new to me. I would say I started listening to country music now that I moved to Utah.
Like, yeah. You should go. I'm going to recommend go out to Tucson and go to the Ring of Fire show. It's about Johnny Cash.
I heard that. It's
great
so
show.
Great.
And I'm not a Johnny Cash fan. I wouldn't like buy a ticket to go see him in concert or whatever, but I got tickets to the show and I went and I'm like, you know what? This is really good. This
I heard
really, really good.
Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire is amazing. Jersey Boys.
Jersey Boys going on
I heard
right
it's
now, yeah.
pretty good. So.
And they'll give you a sense of the history of music in the United States, too, a couple of those two groups. Because Frankie Valli, Jersey Boys, the Four Seasons, really good historical play about, you know, how the Four Seasons came to be and what kind of music we were listening to in the United States in the 60s and 70s. So, yeah.
I think the music in 60s or 70s was, like, pretty fun.
Yeah.
Pretty different, very entertaining. It would make you, even if you didn't want to, you would dance.
Yeah, okay.
It would make you dance.
All right, let's talk about Hurricane a little bit now. First of all, Veterans Park. What's the progress on that, and what's the target date for the finish for that?
So, Veterans Memorial Park, it's very near and dear to the mayor's heart, and it's been a vision for her to start to build that park. And I would say I cannot give you a date yet. I would say by the end of this year, hopefully.
So they're going as fast as they
can. We just started construction actually a few days ago, so hopefully that speed up and we can finish by the end.
Yeah.
But you know how construction is. You set a date and always something can come up and it takes you to a different date. It pushes to a different date and maybe a month and 2 months. So I would say Hopefully by the end of this year, we have it finalized and completed.
Can you describe what the vision is that the finished product is going to look like in that park? You know, is this the kind of park kids are going to go play in?
It's going to be a park where it's going to honor and recognize all veterans who serve for country. And we mayor and the city would love to have that project built because they recognize and love and support the veterans in Hurricane City and in Utah. That would look like I have some pictures. I can it will unite all Hurricane City residents during Memorial Day, 4th of July, holidays. It will have a huge flagpole with the flag on it. It's very beautiful, I would say, and it doesn't look like other veterans memorial parks.
No, it's unique.
It's very unique and very beautiful. Yeah.
Cool. All right. We are talking with Dorella Nualari, who is with the Hurricane City. And yes, she has an accent. She is originally from Greece. Well, born in Albania, but grew up in Greece. And we will have more with Dorella. We're going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
We come back. We'll talk about some of the other projects going on in Hurricane City on this Mayor Thursday on the Andy Griffin Show.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
By the way, if you want to text me, I would love to take your text at 435-467-5842. And if you want to call into the show, it's 673-5890. That's 435 area code, 673-5890. We're talking with Dorella Nualari. I like saying your name. It's fun, kind of fun to say.
Really? Dorella, I have heard that.
Yeah.
Maybe because it sounds so American, that's why.
the USA basketball team is playing across the pond here in a place called Abu Dhabi. And Abu Dhabi is just fun to say. Abu Dhabi.
Sounds good to your ear.
So you speak English, Greek,
Albanian, and Italian.
And Italian. Mm-hmm. How did Italian get in there?
Well, in Europe, I would say the more languages you speak, the better it is. Because also you have in Europe so many countries with different languages, cultures. Mm-hmm. So it's a great. It gives you the opportunity to get to to have a better job position. So our opportunities, I think, are not as many as here in the United States. So people really work hard to educate themselves, to get those degrees, to learn more languages so they can be able, so they are able to speak in case they move to a different country or for the job requirements.
Okay. Do you, what about French and German and Spanish? Are you getting
I'm
a little bit?
I'm not there yet, Andy.
Okay, you know a little bit, not.
I would say I know a few phrases here and there. Yeah. But
and Italian and Spanish are actually pretty close.
It is very close. Yeah. And
what about Greek and Albanian? Are they based off the Latin language or are they?
No, they have totally different languages. They have some words that are the same, but it's different languages, totally. But, yeah.
What do you think? I've heard people from Europe who do speak four or five languages say, Americans, they're not educated. They don't care. Or they think they're too good to learn my language or whatever. What do you think about that? My experience has been, I know some Spanish, but not enough to be fluent. Mm-hmm. I know some German, but not enough to be fluent. I don't know any French at all, except for I know two phrases in French. But my experience has been that it's not necessary, so we don't do it. If it were necessary, we would do it. Is that?
I think it's a misconception to say those things for Americans, because Americans, you know, in the United States, you speak English, right? So English, it's spoken all over the world. Mm-hmm. Wherever you go, you speak English as the main language. If you want direction when you travel somewhere, you're going to ask someone in English.
Okay.
So you speak the main language. As that we don't speak English as main language in our country, we have different countries. Of course, we have to learn English so we are able to communicate with people around the world.
So in school, did you take classes, English
we
classes?
We take classes, and also you do private classes in private schools. So you learn English through the school or through private school.
Okay.
But I would say it's mandatory in quotation because You have to learn English. You'll need English when in your job you communicate and you're with other people from around the world. So you have to know English. English is going to make your life way better and easier, I would say. So I don't believe that Americans don't care or anything like that, because it's definitely not true. And here in Utah, actually, I've seen that a lot of people speak a second language.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people that speak a second language here in the United States.
True.
So it's just a misconception, I think it is, just because English is the main language. It's the international language, I would say.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to Hurricane now. What are some other things that are happening? We talked about Veterans Park, and they're working on it. Hopefully we'll have it done by the end of the year, but you never know with construction and everything.
Yeah, hopefully.
What else is going on?
We have a new development, and new retail stores are coming. Coral Cliffs Family Fun Center, it's going to be one of them.
Family Fun Center, okay, mm-hmm.
next to
what?
Next to the theater.
Okay, and do you know what is going to be in there?
Yes,
okay.
So it's going to be bowling, arcades, restaurants, a place where it's going to be fun for the whole family. So I feel it's going to be a great entertainment center for the whole family, for the kids, for the parents, for everyone that wants to go there. Right now they are in the preliminary site plan, so
they haven't gone vertical yet, as McCray Hepler likes to say.
Yes, they haven't gone vertical. That's a good way to state it. So I'm very excited for this one personally, because it's going to be fun to go play some bowling, to watch a movie.
Now, are you good at bowling?
I'm okay.
Okay.
I played with my family a few weeks ago, and my 4-year-old niece.
You lost to a 4-year-old, Dorella? Really?
Well, she had help.
Oh, she probably had the bumpers up so she couldn't get a gutter. Okay. I used to be very good at bowling. I was really into it. It was in a league and stuff. And
really?
But a few years ago, I had this problem with my leg. My left leg is paralyzed, kind of, and so I can't really bowl anymore, because I can't, you know, to bowl correctly you have a certain form you have to, and between my back surgery and my mess up leg, I don't bowl anymore. I miss it, but
sorry.
Well, there's a place up in northern Utah, and I hope we get one down here sometime. Use a smaller ball about the size of a softball, and the pins are smaller, and I forget what they call it, but I think they called it miniature bowling or something. But it was I think it was in Park City that I played this, and it was fun.
Maybe that would work for me better, because I find the bowling ball is too heavy.
Even the 8-pounder?
Okay, I mean, I always use the least heavy. How many pounds is the least heavy?
Usually the 8 is the lightest bowling ball.
Okay, so, you know, not for everyone.
Well, the little one in miniature bowling is only probably a pound or two.
Okay, I think that's better option for me.
I'll have to give that one a try. All right, we're down to 4 minutes. Anything else in Hurricane happening that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, Ace Hardware. Hopefully that's...
Oh, they're expanding, and moving.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be... The one that is being built in Hurricane, it's one of the biggest, I would say, in the United States. Yeah, it's around 45,000 square foot, almost an acre.
That's huge.
Hopefully by end of October this year will be completed.
Do we know what's going to happen to the building they're currently in over by the high school? Do you know, do they have a new tenant there?
I'm
or?
Not sure about that.
Okay, all right.
Not sure, yeah.
We'll keep an eye on it. I'm sure signs will come up.
I'll text you later to let you know
about
that.
Cool. Yeah, okay.
I know also there was a rumor, and now I can say that Starbucks will come in the city.
Starbucks, okay.
To all the fans of Starbucks.
For your $6 cup of coffee.
I know, right?
Or 8 or 10 or whatever they are now.
Oh, yeah. I'm guilty for that, so I cannot say anything about it. But yeah, that one, that's Starbucks. Then we have Liberty Village, which is a living history attraction and educational experience. It's coming in Hurricane City. Balance of Nature was going to be close to the Liberty Village.
They're building a manufacturing there? Or?
I would say corporate offices.
Oh, offices. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that right now they're on South River Road, Balance of Nature.
Mm-hmm. So we'll build.
They're going to relocate, or are they going to have a second office, or do you know?
I'm not sure about that, but okay. I know that they're going to build their corporate office there. And I know on the industrial paths of the I-15 and the SR-9 will be similar to Coral Cliffs, like a family fun center, entertainment center with restaurants and bowling area. What else? Also, the city is working on having a civic center that is still in very early process, but we're still working on master plan, but that will include a new police station, city offices, public plaza, retail, park space, residence. So it's going to be a huge and amazing project. That's going to take some time, but yeah, things are happening in Hurricane City.
I think the phrase is hold on tight, because Hurricane is just going to continue to explode and grow. And the projections have, and I don't know if Mayor has talked about this, but in the next 50 years, and I know that's a long time, I don't think I'll be alive in 50 years, but in the next 50 years, Hurricane may just be the biggest city in the county, population-wise.
Yeah, so, we have huge land, we have everything that needs to grow, so I'm very excited for that.
And you're going to grow old here?
Of course.
Yeah? Get some gray hair someday?
Something.
I don't see any right now. Something. No, I think they're good.
I'm not in a rush for that.
no hurry.
But yeah.
Dorella, thank you for coming in today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. And I know you're here representing Hurricane City, and we appreciate that. And tell Mayor we miss her, but we'll get her next time for sure.
Of course. And thank you so much.
You've been listening to The Andy Griffin Show here on KDXU. Tomorrow morning, we've got Open Line Friday. You can call in and maybe give us some of your thoughts on what happened last weekend and, well, what you've learned this week. And, we'll be here. Dorella, thank you.
Thank you very much, Andy.
KDXU News Time is 9:59. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody.